Despite concerns about the cost of administrating it, a Humboldt County Cannabis Grant Program will be renewed. The discontinuation of Project Trellis's Local Equity Program was up for approval at the April 15th County Board of Supervisors meeting, but a majority of supervisors voted to continue to seek funding for it. The program's aim is to compensate for impacts of years of law enforcement actions during the pre-legalization era. It's being used to help cannabis farmers pay their Measure S excise taxes, county fees, and property taxes. The state funds it, but requires the county to pay a $100,000 match. Earlier this year, the state approved $657,000 in funding for the local program. But when staff work is figured in, the program's cost is estimated at $150,000. During a public comment period with sparse attendance, Natalyn DeLapp of the Humboldt County Growers Alliance acknowledged the program's cost but highlighted its benefits.
I just want to acknowledge that these are super complicated grants to administer and that the state is absolutely not giving enough funding to administer these complicated systems, and then they go back and audit, and I know it's a total pain in the butt. But that being said, these are the only types of funds that come in that can be accessed by our people, which are cannabis operators. We don't have access to the traditional type of grant making that is available to other small businesses. So these types, and specifically this grant, is very, very important.
Supervisors discussed narrowing local equity grants to the easiest thing to administer, payments of cannabis farmers' Measure S taxes, which would go directly to the county's treasurer tax collector. Then there was the question of whether to continue the program next year. In this exchange between Supervisor Mike Wilson and Economic Development Coordinator Ryan Heights, the cost of the equity program was described as expensive, even if the focus is limited.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if we kept it just kept it at Measure S without...
It would be challenging, and I am still concerned about the overrun of expenditures outside of the period of performance.
Okay.
I think that it's more manageable than if we were to keep it with all of the current service items.
Okay, so if we just pared it down to the most simplest thing, you're still concerned as to whether or not the investment that we make in it will actually be recouped.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that is that's sobering to me, and speaks to a system that, again, we did not create and is challenging for a lot of people.
The county has a $10 million budget deficit that is projected to grow in the future, and there's fears of layoffs and service cuts. County Administrative Officer Alicia Hayes said overruns on the program's administrative costs will be covered by the county's ever-pressured general fund. But Board Chair Michelle Bushnell, whose supervisorial district gets the county's largest share of overall Project Trellis funding, pushed for continuing the program.
So you still have a lot of Measure S out there, current and past due, with a determination of suspending, revocating all of those permits December 31st that haven't paid Measure S. So you're going to have a lot of farms dropping, I would anticipate. I still think that the program is valuable. And while it's going to cost the county $150,000, what you're getting back is exceeding that through the Measure S, if that's the direction of the board.
Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said she's, quote, inclined to keep doing this despite the burden. And Supervisor Rex Bone said some of the grant funding won't have to be administrated because, quote, I've already had enough phone calls saying if they don't get their money by this season, they're done anyway. Seeing the way the board was going to go with it, Wilson made a motion he'd end up voting against to accept the current fiscal year's local equity program funding with a focus on Measure S and to direct staff to apply for next year's funding. The other supervisors voted in favor of the motion. Supervisor Steve Madrone was absent. In Eureka for KMBUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.